This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. The world heads for another milestone as nearly 12 million people have been infected by the new coronavirus, while the U.S. crosses another milestone of its own. It now has more than 3 million confirmed COVID-19 cases. Data collected by Johns Hopkins University reflected the milestone Wednesday. The pandemic is having an effect on the education of international students. Harvard and MIT have sued to block the Trump administration from barring international students from staying in the U.S. if they take classes entirely online. This fall, AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
The universities say the directive violates the Administrative Procedures Act because officials failed to offer a reasonable basis justifying the policy and because the public was not given notice to comment. ICE notified colleges Monday that international students will be forced to leave the U.S. or transfer to another college if their schools operate entirely online this fall. New visas will not be issued to students at those schools, and others at universities offering a mix of online and in-person classes will be barred from taking all of their classes online. Harvard President Lawrence Backhouse says the order's cruelty is surpassed only by its recklessness. I'm Julie Walker.
At this hour, U.S. President Donald Trump and Mexican President Andres Manuel Lopez Obrador are in the midst of a working dinner. In a meeting between the two leaders this afternoon, President Trump said the relationship between the United States and Mexico has never been closer. The focus of Wednesday's meeting was on the new trade deal among the two countries and Canada that went into effect just days ago. Canada's Prime Minister Justin Trudeau turned down an invitation to attend. President Trump said the Prime Minister will visit at the appropriate time. From Washington, this is VOA News. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres warned the Security Council Wednesday that the conflict in Libya has entered a new phase with, quote, unprecedented levels of foreign interference and mercenaries. Guterres told a high-level virtual meeting of the Security Council, quote, the United Nations will continue working with the parties to reach a ceasefire and resume a political process, end quote. Libya descended into chaos after the NATO-backed overthrow of leader Muammar Gaddafi in 2011. Since 2014, it has been split, with an internationally recognized government controlling the capital, Tripoli, and the northwest, while military leader Khalifa Haftar in Benghazi rules the east. Haftar is supported by the United Arab Emirates, Egypt, and Russia, while the government is backed by Turkey. The U.S. ambassador to the U.N. said, quote, we continue to oppose all foreign military intervention in Libya, end quote. Wednesday, Facebook Incorporated suspended a network of social media accounts it said were used to spread divisive political messages online by employees of Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro and two of his sons. The company said despite efforts to disguise who was behind the activity, it had found links to the staff of two Brazilian lawmakers, as well as the president and his sons, Congressman Eduardo Bolsonaro and Senator Flavio Bolsonaro. Facebook's head of cybersecurity policy said there was no evidence the politicians themselves had operated the accounts, adding, quote, what we can prove is that employees of those offices are engaged on our platform in this type of behavior, end quote. Facebook said it has also suspended three other disinformation networks Wednesday, including one it attributed to Roger Stone, a longtime friend and advisor of U.S. President Donald Trump. The president's office did not immediately respond to a request for comment. Ivory Coast President Alassane Ouattara said Wednesday the Prime Minister, Amadou Gon Coulibaly, has died, adding the country was mourning. Gon Coulibaly was the ruling party's candidate for the October presidential election. The 61-year-old became unwell during a weekly cabinet meeting and was evacuated to a hospital where he passed away, according to the president. Former White House aide Alexander Vindman said Wednesday he was retiring from the Army after what his attorney described as a, quote, campaign of bullying, intimidation, and retaliation, end quote, by the U.S. President Donald Trump. Vindman was a key figure in President Trump's impeachment. The Army Lieutenant Colonel, who had been due for a promotion to Colonel, provided some of the most damaging testimony during an investigation by the U.S. House of Representatives into Mr. Trump's dealings with Ukraine. Via remote, Diane Roberts, VOA News.